This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media
Group. Welcome to Saturday, Chris Cuomo. Oh, are we going to have fun for him tonight? Plus, Ashley Pop in the Ladies Lounge. It's a brand new edition of Radio Night Live. Complete tonight, my friend, with something that we haven't often seen on Radio Night Live. In fact, if you're a television viewer of Radio Night Live on one of those Biz TV television stations, coast to coast, you seldom, if ever, see me wearing big, fat, Princess Leia bun-style headphones. But tonight I'm wearing them. Because yours truly, the idiot in charge, forgot to bring his earbuds to the studio tonight. So I don't have the nice little invisible, you know, can't be seen, hidden earpieces. No, I've got the big, fat, like play school, like when you were in, you know, my first headphone kind of stuff. And that's what I'm going to have attached to the side of my head tonight. So I hate it. I despise it. Actually, I wear them all the time when I'm doing just plain radio. It's just weird because tonight is the supercast. You got the TV and the radio. You want to look cool. Nope, not tonight. Going to be A1 dorkish all the way through. Anyway, welcome to Saturday. Hope you're doing well. 888-340-3373 is my phone number. Shall we? Right up front here, just run on over to the big board. All right, let's do it. Let's just run right over to the big board. Because those of you that are on TV, you get a little preview of the... Okay, that's enough. It's a little, I don't know, enthusiastic just to be the big board. Now, I do understand this. Hey, don't cut off the microphones to the crowd. If they want to applaud, you let them applaud. So over here on the big board, Chris Cuomo, CNN. It's the name of his stupid show, Daybreak. It's something like that. Daytime, Daybreak, Dayquil. I don't know. It's something. But he's on the air sometime during the morning. Nobody knows because everybody's watching Fox at that time. But anyway, Chris Cuomo of the Cuomo New York legacy family. Mario Cuomo, the former governor, well, beloved governor in the history of New York. Beloved governor is his dad. And the current governor, Andrew, kind of the not-so-bright one in the family. I'm just saying. Anyway, he's the current governor. And this one, Chris, well, let's face it. If he didn't have a father who was a governor and a brother who was a governor, would he even be on CNN? I don't know. It's worth asking. But he said something yesterday on Twitter that bothers me so greatly. And I very seldom turn on people in the industry. If you're in broadcast, I very seldom go after you. You have to really do something to me that is quite perverse to get my ire up, to come after a fellow broadcaster. Because there's this kind of court esprit amongst broadcasters. We all know how hard it is to be in the business. We all know how difficult it is to stay in the business. I've been in the business since I was 15. I am 46. I'll be 47 years old next month. Is that 32 years? Good grief. Anyway, I'm old. So Chris Cuomo said something. We're going to have to discuss it because it's not very nice. And I'm going to need to know what you think should be done. Right here in the middle of the big board, we've got a picture of what looks like two high school wrestlers. And it is. One of them is 55-0 in her high school career or this year's career or something. She's 55-0. But the why is the question. We'll get into that. And then over here on the big board, all the way to the right, the lovely, the talented, the very insightful Fox On Love expert from Fox News Channel, Ashley Papa is going to be with us to talk about some love issues tonight. So if you've got a broken heart, if you've got a lonely heart, if you've got a wandering heart, you might want to listen tonight. Some advice could come your way that might be extremely valuable. All right, so that's all on tonight's big broadcast, 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. So I want to get back to Chris Cuomo, the guy that, well, yesterday he just did something that was unfathomably strange. He hosts the CNN show, the Daybreak, Dayquil, Daytime, Day something, over there. And when he does, he's normally talking about the news of the day. He talks about the breaking news. He talks about the news that the other people report. And then he laughs and sips his coffee. And it's all very daytime. You know, it's very, very daytime CNN. Whatever that is, I never watch it. I never watch it. It's the second most watched news network in the world, and I never see it. But that's my bad, I'm sure. So anyway, he's sipping the coffee and he's doing the thing. And last week, the president said, you know what, this this mandate that the Obama people did just before they got out of office, where they said that all 12-year-old girls in junior highs all the way across the country have to put up with, and I don't even know if I can say the word, male members being in their locker rooms with them. In my column I wrote about it, I used the word, the purple people eater, you know, the pickle. That the 12-year-old girls have to be exposed to the men and their pickles in the execution of a free society. And of course, a lot of parents went, "What?" when Obama did that. What? What do you mean my 12-year-old girl has to be in the locker room with a man and his pickle? So the Trump people said, you know, this doesn't make any sense to us. We're calling off the Justice Department because what had happened is Obama said to the Justice Department, if you don't let the men and their pickles come into the girls' locker rooms, then we're going to withhold the federal monies that we send you to feed the hot breakfast and the lunches to the kids in the school. So follow the logic here. Obama, so, who's a father of two daughters, I might add, so badly wanted men to be able to expose their pickles in the locker rooms with the 12-year-old girls that he threatened to starve the poor kids in the public schools if they didn't do it. I don't know about you. That's a really weird position. I mean, it doesn't hold any common sense to me. So that was the way things were until Mr. Trump came into office. And so Mr. Trump's going through all the stuff, you know, that he's been going through. Say, oh, what's this? Oh, that's the Iran deal. It's terrible, horrible. We're going to change that. Oh, and he gets to this one. Men showing their pickles in the 12-year-old girls' locker rooms. This doesn't even make sense. This is dumb. We're not doing this. He calls the Supreme Court. Supreme Court, yeah, just wanted you to know we're not going to be enforcing the Obama executive guidance on the allowing the men's pickles into the girls' locker rooms. We're just not going to do that. And so the Supreme Court said, okay, cool. And then he called the Department of Education. Yes, Department of Education, you are no longer not only not required to enforce this law, but you feed the hot kids, you feed the kids the hot breakfast and lunches anyway, because the last thing on earth we want to be doing is starving children because men can't show their pickles to girls in the locker room. So they do that. Then he calls the Justice Department, who would have been the enforcement, the heavy in the situation. And they said, okay, Justice, I know you were really excited. You were going to go get to, like, make little girls see men's pickles in their locker rooms, but we're not going to do that now. And when he got all the bases covered, he announced it. Guess what? No more pickles in the locker rooms for the girls. And as he did, Chris Cuomo, the guy, showed a picture. The guy that's the son of a governor and the brother of another governor in the state of New York literally loses his God-given mind. And for the next hours, he tweets endlessly about the need for tolerance in the locker rooms and how we're not a tolerant nation if men can't show their pickles to 12-year-old girls. And he really honestly sounded like he started to lose it. But he's just angry, and he's yelling at the president through all caps in the tweets, and he's getting mad. And so finally, this one father tweets him a question. I think we have the visual of this question. And he says, nope, other one, not that one. That's the wrong visual. That is a funny one. We'll get back to that one. But the father basically asks him, so what would you say to a 12-year-old girl who doesn't want to see the male anatomy in her locker room? Now, there's a time and place in our nation's history where we never even thought we'd entertain that question. But that time and place is not where we live today. Where we live today, you now have to confront the issue of men, boys, with their members being in locker rooms with your daughters who are 12 years of age. When we come back from this first break, I will not only tell you what Chris Cuomo said, but I will take your calls in reaction to it. Because I think maybe he shouldn't be on TV anymore. We'll see. I'm Kevin McCullough. We're live from New York. It's Radio Night Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, welcome live from New York. It's Kevin McCullough. We're glad you're with us. It's relationship night. That means the lovely Ashley Papa will be here a little bit later. Just a heads up, I will not be discussing men's pickles with Ashley Papa. Not at all. But Chris Cuomo wants to talk about it. In fact, he went on a Twitter rampage yesterday, or Thursday, just in response to the president deciding to not force boys into the 12-year-old girls' locker rooms. Because the last administration said, you will let them in or we will starve the poor kids. That's what Obama said. We will withhold the money from the hot breakfasts and the hot lunches. You won't get the federal dollars. We will starve the poor kids if you don't let the boys with their pickles go into your 12-year-old girl's locker room. All right. 888-340-3373. That's bad enough. But when Mr. Cuomo, son of a governor, brother of another governor, pretty much how you guys' job seen in, when he heard that the Trump administration was tearing up this guidance that had been given by the previous administration, he lost his God-given mind. There's a passage in the Bible that talks about Saul the king at one point when he got old. He became like a goat and ate grass and ran around and made things. You know what I'm talking about, Owen? You're a preacher, man. Now, I'm sorry, it was Nebuchadnezzar. You're right, it was Nebuchadnezzar. But he's eating the grass and he's acting like a goat. That's what Chris Cuomo was like on Thursday. Just with a Twitter feed. Meh, meh. And anybody that would take him on, he got into an argument with him, which is kind of dumb, too. Like, there's so many trolls that work social media. Like, and I get them all the time. I don't engage them. But he felt the need to. And he found himself defending this idea that exposed male anatomy in the girls' locker rooms should be put up with. So this father asks him this question. And he's being genuine. Timothy J. Sims asked this question. What do you tell a 12-year-old girl who doesn't want to see a pickle in the locker room? A man pickle. And, of course, those of you watching television, I'm changing the word for radio just so we stay clear of the FCC entanglement here. So what do you tell them? Here's what Christopher C. Cuomo of CNN wrote back. I wonder if she is the problem or her overprotective and intolerant dad. Teach tolerance, period. Here's the really, really scary part of this. Chris Cuomo has two daughters. I cannot for the life of me think of a man that has any degree of good relationship with his daughters that would have let those words come out of his mouth, much less even pop into his brain. There's four things that Chris Cuomo is saying here that really are bothersome, but let's just focus on number one for the time being. Number one, he sees it as a problem. Put the words back on the screen. He sees it as a problem. I wonder if she is the problem. Who's the she? Well, the question was, what do you tell a 12-year-old girl who doesn't want to see a man pickle in the locker room? He says, I wonder if she is the problem. Or is the problem the other guy, the dad? First issue right here, his assumption. This is frightening of a man who has children. That a 12-year-old girl cannot, in good conscience, object to being around naked males. 888-340-3373.
Your reaction.
I don't even think Chris Cuomo should keep his job at CNN. And I never go after fellow broadcasters. But this is disturbing. To imply that the 12-year-old who feels uncomfortable. Have you ever been around 12-year-old girls? I had two younger sisters. I have a young daughter. I was an assistant coach in a women's college program for a while. Girls are awkward. They're bashful about nakedness anyway, much more so than guys. And here, at the strange age that 12 is, when you have all the stuff going through the hormones and the body and everything's changing, and you start to go through that period of life anyway. And now, Chris Cuomo says, if she has an objection to this, it's a problem. And she might be the problem, or her dad might be the problem. And then, of course, he comes up with his own idea of what the solution is. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. What would you say to Chris Cuomo if you were that 12-year-old daughter's father that asked that question? Fill in that blank for me. I would tell Chris Cuomo, fill in the blank, 888-340-3373. But there's four problems with what he said. Because not only is he saying that it's somehow morally questionable that the daughter, the 12-year-old girl, feels awkward if there is a man that is undressed in her locker room, he goes on to say that it's a problem if her dad objects to it. See, put the words back up on the screen again. You have, I wonder if she is the problem or her overprotective and intolerant dad. Whoa, hold on. Now a dad is being intolerant if a man, a male, can be in his 12-year-old daughter's locker room without his clothes on when he himself, as her father, couldn't be in that locker room. Is there something goofy about this? Who says this kind of weird stuff? 888-340-3373. There's a third problem here, and that is this. Put the words on the screen one more time. I wonder if the problem is her or her overprotective and intolerant dad. He's basically saying that he really believes that no 12-year-old girl would actually be uncomfortable. And that the only way that someone would be is if the father brainwashed her. Do you comprehend what he's saying? Like, there is no authentic sacredness between a father and a daughter. She could only think that if her intolerant and overprotective dad brainwashed her. 888-340-3373, your reaction to Chris Cuomo's stupidity. Last one is this. He says the solution is to teach tolerance. Tolerance implies that you're going to put up with a lot of different viewpoints. So if you teach your daughter to put up with all kinds of different viewpoints, she should have no problem with this. The only problem is those people that usually teach tolerance are usually intolerant themselves. How do you know? Because if a girl did have an objection to being in a locker room in a vulnerable state with a naked male, guess what? She's not being tolerated. When shouldn't it be that she would be protected in a place like a locker room? Kevin McCullough coming right back. I hope you'll stay with us. It is Radio Night Live from New York.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. The Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's Kevin McCullough. Beautiful night, by the way. Look at that. Times Square. Just a gorgeous evening. And we're glad to have you with us as well as we come to you every Saturday night. Radio Night Live, the name of the broadcast. Kevin McCullough is my name. I'm thankful to have you here. We are talking about this week, the anchor for the daytime Daybreak Dayquil show on CNN, Chris Cuomo, said in a tweet storm yesterday, that he thinks that if there is a 12-year-old girl that doesn't want a child who has a member of the male anatomy under the cover of transgenderism or any other cause coming into the girl's locker room, if they're uncomfortable with that, he thinks that, number one, it's a problem. Number two, it demonstrates that she can't think for herself. Number three, it shows that her dad is intolerant. And number four, the solution is to teach her to be tolerant. Of course, everyone can be tolerated, except the girl that feels uncomfortable, in her own locker room. 888-340-3373. Your reaction to this. How would you handle it if your 12-year-old daughter came and said, Mom, Dad, there was a boy undressing in my locker room today, and it made me uncomfortable. Does she have the right to be uncomfortable? Does she have the freedom to say, I'm uncomfortable? Does that make her an intolerant transphobe if she says, Mom, Dad, it was awkward. I didn't want to be naked with other girls around, much less with a boy in there. 888-340-3373. Let's go to line one. David is calling from Louisville, Kentucky tonight, listening on AM 970, The Answer. Hello, David.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty well. What's your thought on this?
Well, first of all, I agree with you 100% that man should be fired. He's totally immoral. But the thing about I'm wondering is, isn't there laws against boys exposing themselves to young girls? That's a sexual offense. That's a sexual offender, you know?
Well, what's really interesting about that, David, and there's even been some people that have jokingly drawn up a cartoon about this. Nick, you can put that on the screen now for people that are watching by way of television. But a cartoonist did an animation of Chris Cuomo in a girl's bathroom with a young girl coming out of a stall going, Mommy! And he's there with a big overcoat kind of supposedly exposing himself. Thank you for the call, David. You know, you're exactly right. We have always said there's a division between the sexes that should not be crossed, particularly at this age. And when it comes to arguing about the quote, rape culture that's on the college campus and stuff these days, it is the liberal party, the people that Chris Cuomo associates with at all the wine and cheese functions that he goes to in Manhattan. It is that type of people that have said, oh, well, we have this terrible rape culture on the college campus, and we must do everything we can to avoid it. Well, how can you say that on one end of the argument and then say, but let's put boys and girls in the same locker room together, unclothed, all in the name of tolerating the supposed bigotry that's being carried out against kids that are confused about their sexual identity. 888-340-3373. It's the same people that make the two different arguments. You're like, but if you just went by anatomy, it would be so simple. Boys dress in the room where the boys go, and the girls dress in the room where the girls go. No, the last president, no. He wanted them all, we couldn't have that. And the other thing that was very telling about this is that when that law was being pushed, they also thought it was offensive to offer as a solution gender-neutral rooms that were just single-stall users. So you can have a boys' locker room and a girls' locker room, and then you have this like standalone locker room that one person could go in at a time and change in. If you suggested that as the solution to the problem of having kids that were, gender confused or sex confused about their identity, then they were saying, but now you're doing something untoward them that you shouldn't do because you're isolating them and they have to go off and change by themselves. There's so much just bat crap craziness in this line of thinking. And yet this is a dominant major news anchor for the second most watched news network in the world. 888-340-3373. Let's go to Joey in Carterville, Nevada real quick. Hello, Joey. Welcome.
Hey, thank you. I just came onto your show not too long ago, so I entered in at the wrong time. But it really sounds like this guy is endorsing pedophilia, to be perfectly honest with you. I mean, how can this guy say that this father is wrong for wanting to protect his dad, or protect his daughter, know what I mean?
Joey, thanks for the call. It doesn't make any sense to me at all. Like, that's the exact position that the father should have. A good father is going to be very concerned about keeping his daughter's innocence about her as long as he can. When did being a good dad suddenly become a hate crime? That's what they're trying to point to here. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Radio Night Live, your calls when we continue.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough, SomaBiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that SomaBiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. SomaBiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of SomaBiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
XE.com. Tech.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. If you're watching on Biz TV there for a second, that's a live shot of Times Square. It looks like some sort of, protest or demonstration or rally or something. I guess that's about maybe 300-400 people there. And they're waving white flags. And, I don't know, are they surrendering? Are they giving themselves up? They found all of the illegals in one part of Manhattan, and they're all surrendering. We give! Please! I don't know. I don't know what it is. We'll probably hear about it at some point. If I get any information, I'll let you know. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. 888-340-3373. We're talking about something far more serious tonight, and that is, why does Chris Cuomo, the anchor at CNN, want to have boys show their pickles in your 12-year-old daughter's locker room? No, you don't believe me? Take a look at this tweet that he answered to yesterday. Someone writes him, what do you tell a 12-year-old girl who doesn't want to see a in the locker room? Chris Cuomo, the sensitive cuss that he is. I wonder if she is the problem or her overprotective and intolerant dad. Teach tolerance, he says, as though that would solve the problem. Just teach tolerance. Oh, yes, but we can't tolerate the girl who feels awkward around a naked boy in her locker room. 888-340-3373. Let's go to Las Vegas, Nevada, watching Biz TV. Darlene is there. Hello, Darlene.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. Well, I want to tell Chris Cuomo, or whatever his name is. I've seen him on CNN. I want to tell him that he should come face to face with me and talk to me about what he's saying about this girl and her dad. And if you think, I want to tell America that if they think this is bad, it's going to get worse in this country. It's going to get worse. These people are calling this little girl a girl. She's just a child. To me, she's just a child. She's children. And this is so terrible. It makes me sick to my stomach.
Yeah. No, Darlene, it should. Like, that's a sign that you're a decent human being. The fact that you can empathize with her. Thank you for the call, Darlene. I appreciate you watching and participating. That's what normal people should feel. You should feel sickened to know that a major media figure thinks that you're weird because you don't embrace men being naked in your girl's locker room. Line 3, Walt is watching Biz TV in Philadelphia tonight. Hello, Walt.
Hi, Kevin.
What are your thoughts?
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for your call.
Kevin, this comment by Chris Cuomo is just reflective of the whole sexual nihilism of liberals, that there's no shame in society. Kevin, when Judge Ruth Bader Ginsburg was an attorney for the ACLU, she said that the sexual consent for girls should be reduced to 12 years of age because that coincides with the onset of puberty. The whole thing is ridiculous, Kevin.
No, I agree with you. Thank you, Walt. No, absolutely. I did not know that she was in favor of that. But what 12-year-old of any gender, of any sex, would you put in charge of anything? Much less the ability to determine that they're mature enough to handle sexual activity. How does that even come close to someone's thought process? By the way, if you're just joining us, we are live on Facebook tonight as well. And if you want to join us on Facebook Live, we can chat about things during the break there as well, because we've got the video feed up and it is running properly, as far as I know. 888-340-3373. Coming up at the top of the next hour, by the way, in our Ladies Lounge segment tonight, Ashley Papa is back. She's a fan favorite around here. She talks about relationships. Fortunately, we will not have to continue this discussion at that point in time. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Now, I know that there are, that people have, you know, strong feelings about not wanting to be exclusionary towards folks that, you know, have challenges and questions about themselves. And I think that there's a lot of more healthy ways that you can approach that subject. I've always thought that if you have a kid who really does have gender or sexual dysphoria, that it doesn't feel like he is the sex that he is, then a neutral place is the only legitimate place for them to be. Because if he genuinely feels uncomfortable with people that are like him, then he will feel threatened in the boys' locker room. But you cannot trample on the rights and the security of the girls and put him in there. You can't violate them in that way. And the problem with the order that the president gave, and again, retracing our steps, the reason Chris Cuomo got mad about this is because the Trump administration has undone this kind of executive order that the Obama administration had put into place to say, you will allow these boys in there, and you will not give them a hard time about it. And they weren't even allowed to do any type of, like, psychological analysis before they gave them a permission to be in. Like, if the child said, I feel like a girl today, I'm going to use the girls' locker rooms, the schools had to let them do it. And if they didn't, the Obama administration was threatening to withhold federal funds from schools that didn't cooperate. And what were those funds primarily for? Hot breakfast and lunch programs. So you're going to starve the poor kids in districts to make sure that you have the confused kids going into the locker rooms where the girls feel very uncomfortable. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, your reaction to any and all of it. 888-340-3373. Let's go to Jeannie, listening on AM 1420, The Answer, in Omaha, Nebraska tonight. Hello, Jeannie.
Hi.
So glad you're with us. What are your thoughts?
How are you tonight, Kevin?
I'm doing well.
Well, I have a daughter in college, and I have one finishing high school this year, and I'm so thankful that they are not going to have to deal with this issue in middle school. But what this sounds like to me is a desensitization of these children for their future, which when they do go to high school, they're going to have to deal with this issue. When they get out into college, they're going to have to deal with this issue. I spent 28 years in the Air Force, and I am so thankful I'm retired now because I personally would not have wanted to deal with this issue in the military.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, I think that the left, liberals, whoever is supporting this, see this as a way of desensitizing the girls and, of course, the boys to this issue.
And what better way to put a cherry on it than to call their parents intolerant in the process? Jeannie, thank you for listening on AM 1420, The Answer there in Omaha, and thanks for joining us tonight. Please come on back anytime. Appreciate your clear thinking. Kevin McCullough is my name. We're coming right back.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Live from New York, Kevin McCullough. Glad to be here. Having to wear my dorky Princess Leia hair bun big headphones tonight because I forgot the earbuds. I forgot the earpiece. So then I look like Princess Leia. Anyway, those of you that are watching on Facebook, I'm reading your comments as well. Facebook Live is up and able. Facebook.com/KMC01 if you want to follow the conversation there as well. You can also join the conversation on the air, 888-340-3373. And I need to say a great big congratulations and thank you to the good people of Puerto Rico. Because tonight on the Biz TV, on TV Red, they're in, what, how do you say it, Ajuntas? Is it Ajuntas? Puerto Rico? Muchas gracias, señor and so, señoras. I've exhausted the entire enchilada, taco. Okay, queso, yes, we're doing good. No, for those of you that are watching in Puerto Rico on the Biz TV, TV Red, Channel 42, our first international affiliate for Radio Night Live, and we couldn't be happier than to have you with us as well. So thank you. Muchas gracias, señor, señora, señorita. Did I leave any of them out? Is anybody else? Anyway, am I supposed to say that, Ivan? I have a Puerto Rican on my staff, so he wants me to say Ajuntas. That's the town. Ajuntas. Ajuntas. He said I said it right. Good thing he spelled it phonetically. Anyway, welcome. Glad you're with us. Let's go back to the calls because a lot of people want to weigh in on Chris Cuomo's crazy. Line two, Matt's in Little Rock, Arkansas, listening to 96.5 FM, The Answer there. Hello, Matt.
Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Appreciate your call. What's your thought?
Hey, listen, I just wanted to say, you know, I was getting kind of irritated by this, but here's the thing. The law is the law. Trump just squashed that garbage. Cuomo, get over it. Your guy lost. The better guy won. Simple as that. Keep running your mouth because that's all you liberals can do.
Yeah. I'm just hoping that somebody at CNN goes, you know, we really don't want somebody who thinks like that to be the face of our network on the daytime. I just don't think
that
he...
Yeah, but you're putting a lot of faith in the... you're putting a lot of faith into the leadership over at CNN. Come on, you know, you want somebody to come in there like Negan on The Walking Dead and start caving in some heads. You know what I mean?
All right, Matt. Easy there, cowboy. We don't want to hurt anybody.
All right.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for listening. Keep us on there in Little Rock. Love 96.5, The Answer. And real quickly, Charles in Henderson, Nevada, watching on Biz TV tonight. Hello, Charles.
Hello, Kevin. How you doing?
Doing well. Appreciate your call. What are your thoughts?
Okay. Well, my thoughts are that laws are supposed to be based on a fact, not wishful thinking. And that, therefore, the whole cotton-picking law and most of what Obama has pushed through as law is simply wrong. Sex is determinable.
Yeah. Appears to be, anyway. I mean, you know, cells and all.
Yeah.
They, you know,
well,
science.
They can identify it. They identify it at birth and put it on the birth certificate.
Yeah. All right, Charles, I get you. And, you know, it's funny, the left, they're all about...
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
2641.